You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's the morning show. John Ritchie, James Seltzer in for Joe DiCamera, Rhea Hughes, Justin DeRozio hanging out. Coming up in a minute, we're going to tell you how you can win a really neat prize day, a really fun way to win it. Rhea Hughes.
Yes.
Do you believe in the Phillies? Is this the turning point of the season?
I'm impressed with how they've handled it, the whole Zach Wheeler thing, because, you know, there's one or two ways to go.
Yeah, it either cripples you or you grow from it.
You panic. There doesn't appear to be any panic in them. That's and especially, look, I'm not surprised at Sanchez. Suarez and Lozardo. I told you, I was watching the game yesterday with a friend. And he goes, you know, he's got 12 strikeouts. I'm like, he doesn't have 12 strikeouts. I mean, like, I was paying attention to the game, but I had to take a phone call and I had to step outside for a minute. And he's like, no, I swear. And so I'm like, no, it doesn't. I pull up the box score. I go, oh, you're right. Oh, my God. So, you know, and he's had five straight quality starts. Lozardo.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
You know, he's
settling back in, as it were.
And the home run he gave up, I mean, the guy hit it with one hand. I mean, what are you going to do?
And Eugenio Suarez, the guy's got 39 home runs.
Exactly.
He hits home runs.
Exactly.
It happens. And honestly, I couldn't believe he got that ball out. I mean, that ball was almost hit the ground. It was like close to like a Vlad Guerrero type thing where it was like, way down. He's like, let me just golf that out of there. I'm with you. That was hard to blame.
And then I see Bryson Stott is their, it was NBC Sports, their post game guy. And I kept waiting. I go, are they going to do it? You know,
they didn't.
No, and I went,
they're serious right now.
Yeah. But you know, but there doesn't appear to be a heaviness on them, if that makes sense.
Marsh was standing sort of off to the side.
Yeah,
that's why I was
curious.
It looked like he was thinking about it.
Yeah, he looked
sort of poised for action and thinking.
Looked
and
ready
then he thought
for
better
it.
Of it or something.
Yeah, no, they're locked in this team. I have an interesting question about Bryson Stott coming
How
up.
How about that, though? Bryson Stott.
We're going to get to it. Don't worry. We're going to get to it. I got some Bryson Stott. Yeah.
What was that?
Thank
the Lord. What was that word?
You know what? This feels
like
the truth is finally. I couldn't make sense of the world when Bryson Stott continued to be not good.
He's been much better. And there, I'm going to tell you, here's coming up in a little bit. We actually have a tangible reason.
Yes.
We actually.
And now I understand. Now it makes me feel
better.
We'll
play some audio for that. Yeah. Coming up in a little bit, you'll hear a potential tangible reason for why to actually believe in the Stott thing. That's coming up as well. Justin DeRozio producing the show today. Justin, you in on the Phils? You believe? Is this the turning point, my friend?
This really does feel like the turning point.
Wow,
I mean,
positive here. I love it.
If it's not now, when is the turning point?
Yeah,
I feel like there's been two or three moments this season where I felt like this is the turning point. But given that the Zach Wheeler situation, the blood clot with Zach Wheeler was the low point of the season to me, This feels like the high point.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, we low to high quickly. Mm. Yeah. No, it is. It's going to be fascinating to see. 215-592-9494. Are you in on this Phillies team? Do you believe that this Mariner series, coupled with the Wheeler injury, their reaction to the Wheeler injury, is going to be a turning point for this season? We'll look back and say that was when it all started. That was when they came together and went on a run. In addition to your calls on the Phillies today, 215-592-9494, you have the chance to win a very cool prize, a pair of tickets. See the Delaware State University Hornets host the Norfolk State University Spartans at Lincoln Financial Field on Thursday, October 30th. Why would we be giving away tickets to the Delaware State versus Norfolk State game? Of course, DeSean Jackson versus Michael Vick. DeSean Jackson, the coach of Delaware State. Michael Vick, the coach of Norfolk State. Coming back to the link. That's a fun one. That should be neat. See them stalking the sidelines.
Do we know who's favored? Who's got the upper hand here? We do not
yet. So the game is still, you know, two months away. So we'll see as the season shakes out. So they might have an early line on it, but I am not sure. But it is Eagles legends DeSean Jackson, Michael Vick return to Lincoln Financial Field to face off their first year as D1 coaches. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com or win them here today. And here's how you win them. Today in 1942, John, the classic Bambi came out. You big Bambi guy? Were you ever a Bambi guy?
I sure was. My mom took me to the theater.
I would not have guessed it. I would not have guessed it at any point you were a Bambi guy. I never dug Bambi.
I was a baby. I mean, I was a Bambi baby.
You were a Bambi baby.
And I was taken to the theater by my mom.
I don't think I ever really, I think I watched it too young and I never got past the mom's
I was
part.
A huge
I was like,
Bambi.
All right, I'm out. I can't do this. It's terrible. What a horrible movie.
Groundbreaking at the time?
It must have been 1942, you would think. I don't know, though, maybe they were a little more dour at that time, you know?
It seemed...
Coming off the Great Depression a little earlier, and the war going on, who knows, you know?
It seemed very harsh to me at the time.
I
was just a very young child, so I guess most things would seem harsh, but that...
Probably.
That was harsher.
I know.
I mean, that did seem like it should have been sort of surprised. Like, that might have been, like, one of those... First situations. Like the first time a man and a woman kissed on network television, that feels like a first. Like the first time one of the main characters dies, like 5 minutes into the movie.
Well, it's funny because you realize over time, especially when you get older and look back, like that is just a trope in Disney movies. I mean, Lion King, obviously. Like,
oh my God. The dinosaur.
They love to kill parents.
It's
like
amazing.
Could we chill with the parent killing man?
That's the thing.
It's horrible.
It really worked well and created that longing and angst.
I know.
That they were looking for.
Dude, you don't realize until you go back and watch it with your kid. Like I watched Lion King with Zoe. And when Mufasa died, she like lost it. She was like bawling her eyes out. She goes, this is what she does. She's bawling her eyes out. She goes, but he was so fierce. And it was like the cutest and saddest thing I've ever been a part of in my life.
How to Train Your Dragon 2, they killed off the father. I cried. Yeah. And Clark's like, wow, it's a big... I'm like, stop killing the parents. I was like, this is really bad.
Well, we are not doing killing parents as a side topic.
The dragon stuff. The How to Train Your Dragon stuff is amazing.
They're super entertaining.
Those are... Oh, really,
we got the live action one coming soon.
Yeah, well, it's already out.
I'm sorry.
Coming
it's
to VOD
out.
Soon. Yes. All right. So with Bambi on the mind, a non-human character, as it were, a creature guy, as Joe DeCameron would call it, best non-human character, movies, TV, books, whatever today, is going to win the prize. Best non-human character like Bambi is a deer. That's not a human, you know? So it could be any animal. It could be a robot. It could be a monster. This is so wide open today. There are massive haymaker answers today. The best one is going to win the prize at the end of the show. John Ritchie, give me a non-human character.
This is really difficult.
Big.
And I feel some responsibility when there are some huge ones that need to be taken off the board that would be impossible to vote against.
Yes.
But there are so many that feel like they're impossible to vote against. So I'm just going to take one of them that's personal for me.
Yes.
Chewbacca would be very hard for me to vote against.
No, I think it's a good job.
Chewbacca
right there.
The Wookiee. Han Solo's best friend. Yeah, he's been a big part of my life.
And rightfully so. Rightfully
Sadly.
So.
Yeah.
I told you I just rewatched him recently. Chewie's great, man. Chewie is so cool. He is not just cool, he's got the best heart in all the movies.
Oh,
he's a
man,
sweet
you can
creature.
Always count
Chewie's
on
the best,
Chewie.
Man.
The one thing that I really have a problem with, and I don't think I've ever voiced this.
Oh, wow. Something about Star Wars you haven't voiced on the air? Is that possible, Rhea?
Yeah.
You sure?
It's
feel like you've recited the movie over the course of the years.
It's so stretching my bounds of what's realistic and what's not. This is terrible. When Chewie's language, hold on. When Chewie's language is.
That's the crazy part about Star Wars.
His language is just. Han's like, oh, yes, that's exactly what we need to do with the flux capacitor and this and that. Like, it's just a.
Well, it must be in the pitch and in the noise and in the vibrations, all right? Come on. Yeah, Han is a linguist.
Come on. It's pushing my sense of what's realistic a little too far.
I see DeRozio freaking out there.
R2-D2 just beeps and boops the whole movie. Everybody knows what he's saying. Yeah, it's just true. The law of
Star
Wars.
Well, that's another one.
Law of Star Wars.
I have a problem with that
It's called movie magic.
Yeah, why do you have a problem with movie magic?
I have a problem with R2-D2's beeps also because they are sparse and there's no way that it could give you as much information as what they're pretending
C-3PO
like it's giving.
C-3PO speaks 15,000 languages. Of course you can understand it. What are we talking
about?
But
at least it's many beeps and like different tones and stuff. With Chewie, it's just
It's the inflection.
It's nothing.
It's the inflection in the
There's no inflection. It's just Like, come on.
It's more like
You're not reciting anything that means anything when you're just making one sound that's the same sound the whole time.
Rhea Hughes, you have any idea what we're talking about? That was really good.
No idea. I enjoyed that quite a bit.
Rhea Hughes, non-human character.
No bright lights, no water.
Oh.
And don't feed Gizmo after midnight.
So we are going to watch this with Zoe. Zoe, really, really.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Emily likes the idea of horror movies. She wants to be into them, like, which is great because Emily will not watch them with me, and I'm a horror movie junkie, so I got a butt.
That gets intense.
So, but she wants
Gremlins
to like.
Gets intense.
That's what I'm saying. She wants to like. She wants to watch scary movies.
Gizmo's a good starter.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, we're trying to find like quote
when
unquote
they turn,
scary.
Yeah,
I know.
When they
I remember
turn,
being terrified as a kid. Yes. All right. Whew.
And there's
Yeah. Ooh. And Gizmo, adorable on the one end, and then. Horrifying in the other.
Yes.
Justin DeRozio, a non-human character.
I was debating not taking a Mount Rushmore off the
board. You can go for it. We got so many answers.
Yeah,
here
I'm definitely going to do it. The greatest detective ever, Scooby-Doo.
Oh, it's a good answer.
One of the best characters of all
Scoops
time.
Is Love a great Scooby-Doo. Answer. I,
is
too.
Justin, are you growing your hair forever like Crystal Gale?
Ooh, Crystal Gale reference. The first time I saw Crystal Gale, I was like, that's not a real person.
Don't you make my brown eyes blue,
see,
Justin
DeRozio is much younger than
us. Yeah, I don't know who Crystal Gale is.
Crystal
I was
Gale
growing
was
my hair like John Ritchie.
A country singer who was famous for having hair down to her ankles.
Yes.
Okay. No, well,
good response.
I got a haircut in April. I'm actually looking for a haircut now.
Sweet. All right, good talk, guys.
You're looking for a haircut?
Yeah, because I have it. He's searching.
Yeah. There's not enough barbers around that he can't find one.
It's the trust factor. So it's that I don't know what I want to.
Okay, so I found a great barber. I've been searching, and it had been a real hardship for me. Because I had the best barber ever, and then she left, and then I was
it's like a crisis when you lose your barber.
I was like nomadic. I'm like wandering around, like I don't know what to do with my life. I'm like, what do I do? Horrible haircuts, and then I found my guy Patrick. Patrick, thank you. I love you, buddy. So I can talk to you, Justin.
Well, who cut John's hair?
Well, yeah, that's a good one too.
John goes to a salon, doesn't he?
Yeah, John. Yeah,
I can go to a salon.
John gets a fancy cut.
I go. It's not.
No, it looks good.
No, it looks good.
No, it looks good.
I
want
to keep it long. Am I allowed to say where I go to get my haircut? I don't even know.
You're more of an expert on this stuff. Can we say these things?
I don't know.
As long as you're not paid. Yeah, as long as you're not paid or endorsing.
You pay when you go there, right?
You can tell me during the break.
I need to. We can talk later.
Usually the rule of thumb.
I got a great spot.
Yeah, as long as you're not paid by the company you're allowed to talk about, I think, right?
John, the rule of thumb is you just say it and you don't say that, am I allowed to say it?
Yeah, so I think we're past that point. Bang! So I'm just not going to say.
Well, I think we missed the moment.
Been doing this a long time.
That was great. All right, I will. Yeah, well done. I will also take a haymaker, and I'll take two in one, even though it is a little rude. But there's so many great answers. I'm going to take both the two in T2. I'm taking Terminator 1000, the whole Arnold thing off the board.
I thought about that, but I was
also, I got to take Robert Patrick too. I have to take both. It's a tandem deal. I'm sorry.
I thought about it, but I didn't want to go with something that looked human.
Sure, but you know what? Not human.
It is not human.
And you know who's not here to be annoying about it today?
Joe DeCamera.
So we don't have to worry about it. You can say a robot because robots are not human, Joe. Sorry. You get to, seriously, he's like, I'm not voting for that. It looks like a human. Again, with Superman, have you seen Superman yet,
Does
by the way?
Does Joe understand what a cyborg is?
No, of course not. No. But have you seen the Superman movie, by the way?
No.
Yes, they make it very clear that he's a freaking alien. The whole movie
is
about it.
Hey,
I know!
So did you like it?
Yeah, I actually liked it a lot.
I'm dying to see it.
I thought as far as it
goes. Corn Sweat, man.
Corn Sweat. Shout out to David Corn Sweat, true Philly fan. We love you. I think Superman is like an incredibly lame character because it's just like there's not much you could do with Superman. It's like he's just
he's the goat. So powerful,
he's unbeatable. Whatever.
There's some kryptonite.
He's not a dramatic character. He's like a cool character, but he's not a super dramatic, interesting character to watch. I thought they did about as good a job with Superman as you could do. Like they made him fallible. They made him, itching to jump in here. I could see it.
I've seen Superman three times.
Three times.
Oh,
wow.
It was
must have been pretty good.
It was pretty great. I'm a big Superman fan.
It was pretty great, John.
Well, when you consider that DC's released nothing but slop for 30 years, it was amazing.
It was way better than I was hoping for.
Yeah, it was great. And
Corn Sweat's great. Corn Sweat's legit great.
He's amazing. He should come on the show.
Yeah,
he was amazing.
Dying.
Can we get him on our show?
Well, Devin Caney knows him.
Apparently, Devin knows him.
Or whatever.
Well, let's talk to Devin about that.
Yeah, we'll see.
Did he go to Radnor with
no,
Devin?
No, he went to a different school.
He went
but
to a different school. She's
married to her best friend.
He's from King of Prussia.
A friend of hers. Yes. Yeah,
that's incredible.
Like that. Yes.
Yeah. You got to talk to him.
Dude, I saw in the. So I saw in the press stuff for Superman, he got asked a question about who would run the Tush Bush better.
Oh, it was brilliant.
Superman or Jalen Hurts. And you see him, he stops and he's like, how can I say Jalen? And he's like, you know what? I actually think Jalen would do it better because of technique and all that. And it's so ridiculous because we all know, of course, Superman would run the Tush Bush better than Jalen. I'm sorry
That's
to say
so
it.
Cool.
But you see him stop and he's like, how can I say Jalen? And then he goes, it's so cool, dude.
And then he rips his co-host, his co-star, the woman, I don't know
Rachel
her name.
Rachel Brosnahan.
She goes, what's with the name Tush Push? And he goes, it's in the name. duh.
I wonder if he inserted any birds Easter eggs
Any
secret Easter
desk.
Egg in the movie
for like
situation.
An eagle
like
or
a mug or something. I think
they put they put one of the buildings from the skyline in Metropolis as
from
a piece
Philly
of city.
No way.
Yeah, a couple
no way.
In the Philly skyline.
That's,
in
Well, I want to ask him about those little things.
Yeah.
Like
Devin to get
how
him
much
in
secret
here.
Stuff did you get in there,
get on
man?
It, Devin.
How much secret? Yeah, birds.
Come on.
And I don't know. He's got to be sixered up. He's got to be.
He was at the Phillies game, and he looked like super excited to be there. Who knows? Maybe Ben Davis got to meet him when he was there. We'll find out from Ben Davis coming up in a few minutes.
I can't wait to talk to Ben on another show.
Superman meets Superman.
How was Ben Davis not in the movies with that jaw?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, like Ben Davis just could play Superman. You know, he just has got the whole thing going on.
Did they superimpose Corn Sweat's head
on Ben Davis's body? Probably. Probably.
Or they could just superimpose his voice on Ben.
You could. I mean, that chin, the whole...
Superman.
Hey, look at this. Joe DiCamera's not even here, and we're talking about Ben like that. I mean, what happens here? 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phones again. The best answer for non-human character will win the prize today. Let's talk to our buddy Nick in Bucks County. What up, Nick?
Hey, good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing today?
I don't know how everybody's doing. I know that I'm good. I'm doing it.
Basically, what John's telling you is he doesn't really care about anybody else, but he's great.
John's fine.
Yeah.
Hey, that's all that matters, John, as long as you're good.
Yeah, I'm good.
I got to thank you guys. I'm high energy. I'm just like James, man. If I was on the camera right now, I'd be bouncing around everywhere.
You're just like James? That's amazing. Yeah, that'd be something.
I'm sorry for your
I'd
wife,
like to
man.
Do a side-by-side on that.
Yeah. Oh, man. And I woke up at 4:30 this morning with like so much anxious energy because I'm starting this new job as a teacher on Saturday morning.
Oh,
never
wow.
taught before. And I'm just like, I'm so much like just amped up energy. And like, what am I going to do with this energy? Let me call my boys and on the radio and talk to Rhea too. And just get some of that energy out. So
that's awesome, Nick. Hey, that's really cool that you start on Saturday as a teacher. That's so, I mean, like a dream of mine sort of, and I really wanted to do that and I was lined up to do that, but I never really did it. So you'll have to let us know how it goes. I'm really,
John,
really interested.
It came right in front of me and just, you know, the opportunity was there. It wasn't the right time, but I just took it and I'm going to make it the right time. I can't wait to do it.
Love
it's
it.
It's also a dream of mine. So.
Yeah,
awesome,
let
man.
Us know how that goes.
That's really
super
cool, Nick.
Exciting.
What do you got in sports, brother?
Yeah, so I love Howie, and I love the Birds. I'm excited for them to start, but I am just getting irritated that Justin Simmons is just sitting there.
It is weird. It's a weird thing. Look, here's the thing. Again, we said this yesterday. Like teams tell you what they think of guys with their actions, and I do think it is notable that they didn't sign him last year, and that they
he played
haven't
well
signed
for
him
Atlanta,
yet.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
Like, fairly well,
yeah,
right?
Fairly well. Look, but again, look, they might sign Justin Simmons at the end of camp. It's possible. Maybe he doesn't feel like going through a camp and wanted to wait to sign. Like, all those things are possible. But the fact that he's been out there for almost two full off seasons and he was with Vic Fangio, like, Vic might not like him that much. Like, I don't know. I don't know what the reason is, but I do think it's notable that he's been out there this long and has not been picked up.
I agree. And what do you think about Anaya Smith as the punt returner? Is that official?
No, I don't think anything's official, but I think the Eagles would like Anaya Smith to take that job. And as John, you've talked about many times, and I think we all agree, like ideally Cooper DeGene is not back there every punt. Yeah.
No more.
James.
He'll be back there in critical.
Yeah,
I think
sure.
Cooper DeGene will be back there in critical moments for a fair catch or that sort of thing.
Yeah, or if you're losing, you need a Deshaun moment or whatever.
100%, but not the regular.
Yeah, I agree. Right. What else you got, Nick?
James, a great starter scary movie for your daughter and you is Monster Squad. I don't know if you remember that.
Vaguely, but I'll put that one. That's a good call. I like that. I like that.
An awesome one.
Nick, you got an answer for us?
I do. I'm going, you know, every real story is a never-ending story, and I'm going with my favorite luck dragon, Falcor.
Okay, I like it.
Oh,
never-ending
man.
Story, yeah. It's
great
an
answer.
Probably not a winner with the haymakers
never
we got.
Never-ending story.
There we go.
Twitter poll question.
Gotta get John singing.
So yeah, we're let's get it going early. Twitter poll question
enchanting,
today, sponsored
isn't it?
By it is enchanting. Sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's annual sizzling summer saving event is on now. Visit ArminChevy.com for details. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. Do you believe in Bryson Stott again? Yes or no is our question. We are going to play some audio coming up next that we referred to earlier that will give you a tangible reason why Bryson Stott might actually want to believe in this Bryson Stott.
I believe in him.
I'm excited about
it. I believe in Bryson Stott.
I love it. I love it. We'll get to that audio coming up next. Plus, Ben Davis will join the show. Ben's thoughts.
Sorry for yelling.
No, I like it. Keep the yelling coming, man. Let's get wild today. Ben Davis will come in. We'll get his thoughts on this Phillies turnaround.
I don't know why if he believes on
it. Yeah, just go for it. Be loose today.
I don't know,
let's have
man.
Fun today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.